This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Bruchim Aboim to the Daf HaShavua. Tonight we're learning Masechta Chagiga Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. And we only have two blad and change to go till we begin Seder Nashim. Now, let's review the Mishnah outside. The Mishnah says that even though the previous Mishnah taught us the chumras of kachim over chuma, this Mishnah teaches us the chumras of chuma over kachim, and that is the Mishnah says that in Yehuda, and this is in contradistinction to the Galil, in Yehuda, you're believed on wine and oil that it's tahar for kachim the whole year. But for chuma, you're only believed at the time of the wine press and the olive press. The reason why you're believed the whole year for kachim is because the Gemara earlier said that if we don't believe you, then everyone's just going to build their own bama, and therefore we are motivated to believe you. But in addition to that, the Rambam says it's because that even Amei Haaretz are very careful in the laws of kachim. However, in chuma, where they're not as zahir, so therefore, when it comes to truma, you're only believed at the time of the wine press and the olive press. Rashi says because everyone is metaher their kalim at that time, the time of the wine press and the olive press. And Rashi says on Chafheim and Beis, the reason why they're believed at the time of the wine press and the olive press is because otherwise it's going to cause a loss to the kaihanim, that they're going to lose out on most of the truma that's available in Eretz Yisrael. Now the Mishnah said, if the wine press and the olive press season passed and the Am Haaretz brings you a barrel of wine of truma, you're not going to be mekablet, but you could leave it until the next wine press and olive press and then accept it from them. Now, if there is mixed in that barrel some kachim, then the Am Haaretz is believed regarding the truma as well. However, the Mishnah concluded that jugs of wine and jugs of oil that are mixed, which ultimately the Gemara is going to say means that there is a kachim mixed into it that has not been separated yet, so it doesn't have the full status of kachim that they're believed the whole year, but it has more of a chaymer than truma. They're believed at the time of the gitois and the badim, and before 70 days. Says the Holy Gemara, why are you only believed in Yehuda? Why aren't you believed in the Galil? But Yehuda in of Galil loy? You're believed in Yehuda and not in the Galil. My time, what's the reason? I'm Reish Lakish. Mishem Shavitsua Shalkutim Avsekes Beinehem. There is a strip of land of Kutim. Kutim were Gentiles that Shalom Esser positioned in the north of Eretz Yisrael when the 10 tribes were exiled. And there is such a strip of land of the Kusim in between. And in that area, there are dead bodies sort of ground up in the ground. Plus, it has the air is considered Tamei. You're anyone who travels over is considered traveling through the Tumah of the Eretz Ha'amim. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ritzua shel Eretz Ha'amim, a strip of the land of the nations of the world, Mafsekes, interposes between Galil, Yehuda, between the Galil and Yehuda, Yushalayim, Yehudahi, Jerusalem is in Yehuda. B'yavshel ha'vien li'ushalayim b'tara. It's impossible to bring it to Jerusalem in purity. L'fi shagazru chachamim Tumah al Eretz Ha'amim, because the Chachamim decreed Tumah on the land of the nations. Even Talmidei Chachamim from the Galil, they cannot come for libations. In other words, it's not only the Amei Haaretz in the Galil, it's even Talmidei Chachamim. There's no way to get from Galil to Yehuda without traversing the land of the Amim, which is Tamei. First of all, there's Tumah in the ground, and you're passing over it. Tosis wants to know, how would they bring the ashes of the Paraduma to the Galil? Because it can only be made in Yehuda. And in that case, it would become Tameh by traveling through the Eretz Ha'amim. So Tosis says, maybe to bring the Afer of the Paraduma, all you need is a narrow path. But to bring wine and oil, you could bring that needs a big path. Then Tosis wants to know, how are they oile regel from Galil if there's this strip of land that was Tamei? Okay, so these are questions that have to be dealt with in terms of how are they oilei regel. Okay, the bottom line is that what's the reason why you can't bring kachim from Galil? It's because there's a strip of land that was tamei. So Gemara says, what's the problem? V'neisev b'shida teve u'migdal. Why don't we just transport it in a shida as a carriage? Teva is a trunk. Migdal is a closet. Why don't we just transport it in these? Says the Gemara, Hamani Rabbi he. Who is this like? This is like Rabbi. The Amar Oihel Zoruk Lav Shmei Oihel. This is like Rabbi. In other words, the question of the Gemara is that if you transport in any of these things, it's considered an Oihel. The Oihel serves as a hefsik between the Tumah of the earth and what's being transported on top of it. So a valid oihel is a hefsik in terms of tumah. So the Gemara answers, you know who this is like? This is Rebbe who says an oihel zoruk is not an oihel. The Tanya we learned in a braisa, hanichnas la'aretz ha'amim, somebody who enters the lands of the nations of the world, b'shida, tevo migdal, Rebbe mitami. Rebbe says you're still tame because an oihel that's on the move, meaning granted it's in a kli, granted it's in a carriage, a trunk, or a closet. Now, by the way, why do these things serve as a... let's say they wouldn't be moving. Why would they stop the tumah? No, we know the halacha is that a kli is mekabel tumah, and something that's mekabel, and something that is tame cannot be a chatzitza for tumah. The answer is, they're big, very big kelim are not susceptible to becoming tame. So these things are extremely big, and therefore, since they are not mekabel tumah themselves, they serve as a hefsek. So the Gemara says that the reason why they're not a hefsek here, even though they should be, is because they're on the move. And in oyel, we go like Rebbe that oyel zaruk is not an oyel. Rebbe mitami, Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda mitaher. So Gemara asks, wait a second, there's still an etza. Because even if you're going to say oil zarek is not an oil, but why can't you use a kli cheres, which has a sealed cover? We know a kli cheres is only metame from the inside. But a kli cheres that has a sealed cover, there's no way to be metame what's on the inside. Because from the outside it's cheres, and you can't get into the inside. It says Gemara, v'lai su'a b'kli cheres. Why don't you bring it in an earthenware kli, hamukaf tzamid pasal, that is surrounded, that is... sealed with a cover. Again, the kasha is v'leisua b'chli cheres. Why don't we bring it in an earthenware kli hamukav tzamed pasal that's surrounded by a sealed cover? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Shoinin, we learned, ein hektish nitzel b'tzamed pasal. Even though normally something in an earthenware kli cannot become tame, but because kadshim is so holy, so therefore it has extra precautions when it comes to tumah v'tahara, and one of them is it is not saved even in a tzamed pasal. So shana we learned in hektish nitzel b'tzamed pasal. Hektish is not saved in a fastened cover. The Gemara challenges that. V'atani we learned in a brisa in chatos nitzelas b'tzamed pasal. The ashes of a paraduma, which are super holy, cannot be protected in a earthenware kli that's sealed. My lav, does that not imply ha-koydash nitzel? That kachim is spared? Says Gemara Loi. No, it's not a good diuk. You make the following diuk. Afer of the chatos is not saved in a tzamed pasel, but water that's only designated for the paraduma is spared. Hamayim, water she'enon mikudashim, that has not yet been sanctified, needs soilim b'tzamed pasal, is saved in a sealed cover. So now the Gemara has a gevaldig akasha. Ay, the Amar Ula, but Ula taught Chavraya medakon b'galila, that the Talmidei Chachamim purified themselves with the ashes of the Paraduma in the Galil, which, by the way, we derive from here I believe the Kesef Mishnah derives from here, that the Parah Aduma existed even in the times of the Amoraim. Because the Gemara is saying, Chavrayim, Medakin, Megalila, Tamil Chachomim purified themselves with the ashes of the Parah Aduma in the Galil. So how did they get, in other words, they would be Matar, their wine and oil for the Mizbeach. So how would they do such a thing if they're... In other words, let's say they would... Let's say they would purify their wine and oil. But for what purpose? Because how would they get it from the Galil to Yehuda? The Gemara at this point thinks that they would bring it to... They would sanctify it and bring it to the Mizbeach. But how would they transport it? It would have to go through the Eretz Ha'amim. Says the Gemara, no, you're making a mistake. They didn't sanctify it and then they brought it. Manichin. They would leave it. Ulech sheyava Eliyahu v'yitarenu. And when Eliyahu Hanavi comes, he would purify it. Now what does this mean? That they would leave it, and then when Eliyahu comes, they would purify it. What's the Gemara saying? What does this mean? They actually, meaning the Gemara and the Havamina thought, they would bring it to Yerushalayim. Here's the thing, right. The Chavraya are talking about Tamei Chachamim who are alive in the times of the Gemara. They would purify their wine and oil. And the Gemara thinks that what it meant was they would bring it to Yerushalayim. So when the Beis Hamikdash would be built, it would be ready to be used. The Gemara says, how would they do that? It would become Tameh. By transporting it through the Eretz Ha'amim, it would become Tameh. So the Gemara answers, no, they just set it aside. And then when Eliyahu would come, he's going to purify the piece of land of the Kusim, making a tar path through it, and then they would be able to transport it. But actually, as of now, they were not able to transport it. The Gemara and the Havamina thought they were transporting it. So the Gemara asked, if in fact they were transporting it, how would it remain Tahar? And the answer is, no, they don't transport it. They wait until they just separate it, and they wait until Eliyahu comes, and he's going to clear a path, and when he does so, they'll be able to bring it. Okay. So now the Gemara continues. The Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. The Gemara says, "V'shas hagitois ne'amanim afal ha'tshuma." At the time of the wine press, they would be believed on Shuma as well. The Gemara asks, "Ay, Uraminhi, I'll ask you a sira. Hagoymer zeisav, one who finishes his olives, one who finishes harvesting his olives, yishayer kupa achas, he should leave over one box, v'yitnena la'ani kayen, and give it to a poor kayen." Rashi says, an Amma Oretz who's coming to finish harvesting his olives, he should leave over one box for Truma and give it to a poor Kohen and show him that it was not the olives were not Huchshar, Lekabal Tuma. And this way the Kohen could produce them B'Tahara. So what is this saying? The halacha is that olives are not Tame so long as they're not all being finished harvesting. In order for something to be mekabel tuma, they have to be wet. But the Mishnah says that even if olives are oozing with oil, they're not hushal lekabel tuma until they're finished gathering, because we know that something is only hushal lekabel tuma if the owner is nichale that it became wet. But oil that flows out before the gathering is not nichale because the owner is unhappy to lose it. So what does the Mishnah suggest? So when Am Aretz is about to complete gathering, he should first separate the olives to give to the Kohen. This way they are not Hochshar L'Kabal Tuma yet, and then the Kohen could accept it. But this implies that if the Kohen were to get the olives after the finishing of the gathering, the Am Aretz would not be believed. That's a stira to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says an Am Aretz is believed at the time of the olive press. Amar Rav Nachman Loikasha. Ha b'charfi. Our Mishnah is talking about the early crop. The early crop, Amei Haaretz, are believed. during the olive press. Haba afli. But this brisa that says they're not believed, and therefore they have to give it before they're finished, is talking about the late crops. The late crops is after the zman, Rashi says, of the olive press. And therefore they're no longer believed at this time. Amar le Rav Ada bar Ahava. Rav Ada bar Ahava says, what's an example of the late crops? Kagoyin mai koisin shal beis avicha. Rav Ada bar Ahava said to Rav Nachman, like what? What is considered a late crops? Rav Nachman said, like in your father's house. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef said, no, begalila shanu. Our Mishnah, excuse me, this other Mishnah is talking about the Galil. In Yehuda, Ami Arts are believed during the whole wine press, olive press. But in the Galil, then the Ami Arts are not trusted regarding the Tara of Truma, unless it's the end of the, it's before it's all gathered. Why is that so? Why are Ami Arts not trusted regarding Truma, even during the pressing season in the Galil? Meaning, according to Rabbi Yosef, when the Mishnah says, then Yehuda, your Neman, and the wine press, that's only in Yehuda. The reason why in the Galilee they're not believed is in the Galilee, there are not so many Tamei Chachamim to oversee everything, and therefore we can't be sure that everything was executed properly. Okay. Eisvei Abaye. Abai asked, this is not so. Ever Hayardin veGalil Harehin Kihuda. The Ever Hayardin in the Galil is like Yehuda, Ne'amonim al Hayayin b'shas Hayayin. They're believed on the wine at the time of the wine. Ve'al HaShemen b'shas HaShemen, and the oil at the time of the oil. Avalai al Hayayin b'shas HaShemen, not on the wine at the time of the oil. Avalai al HaShemen b'shas Hayayin. So this shows that the believability by Truma during the wine press or the olive press is not reserved to Yehuda, it applies to Galil also. It says Gemara l'machvarta kedushin in Meikara. It's clear, rather, like we said earlier, like Rav Nachman's answer, that the brisa that says they're only believed before it is finished is talking about the late crop. So it's not really at the time of the olive press anymore. Okay, friends, we will hold it here for now. Yeah, thank you everyone. And Bez Hashem, tomorrow night we'll do Amud Beis. And then the regular share Wednesday night. Tomorrow, if anyone's available, we're starting a new Limud at 5 o'clock. Did you guys get the Sefer? Was it delivered?
Yeah, I got the Sefer.
Okay. Excellent.
At 5 o'clock, hopefully. It's usually a really weird time.
I know. All right, if you don't get it, it'll be recorded.
Okay,
good night, everyone. Call
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.